We'll take next one.
Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Yes, I was
great to see you.
Working with
Cameron, sorry, brother.
People that do this troubleshooting and stuff, and we still don't have phones in the house.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did not really catch any of that with the background. I do apologize. Can you repeat that once more?
I was dealing with troubleshooting. I went into a call. And they were trying to get our phones on. Our phones are still not working.
Your phones are still not working? Okay. And what is your account number, please? Do you have it?
I don't know the account number.
The name, please?
Robert Sanders.
Okay. Just bear with me.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, you're fine. And what is your service address, please?
22 Country Club Drive, Mount Marion.
Okay, perfect. And I do see that there is a ticket open. What is the best phone number to reach you, please?
845-532-5114.
Okay, perfect. Let me see. Okay, so they are going to be reaching out tomorrow once they get it back on.
The problem is I've got a lot of calls coming into that tick one number that are my business.
Oh.
It hasn't been running all day. Basically, everything's going right to some kind of recording. How do I get them calls if they're not going to my phone?
Okay, and it's for the business and it's not for... They wouldn't have a backup for your cell phone in the meantime?
They do, but I got to be able to call them back to return the phone calls.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. Right now, everything is going to some kind of customer or the person you're trying to reach isn't available. Leave a message. But that's not going to my phones. The phones aren't even ringing in the house.
Okay. I understand that. I do have a note here that they are going to be reaching out to you first thing in the morning.
All right. I don't know why they
I
wait
do apologize.
The morning. But anyway, all right. Oh, I have another question, too.
Yes, absolutely.
When you call in to get your messages, they ask for our PIN number. We never set anything up for a PIN number.
I can actually help out with that.
It's the 08 number and the 61 number.
Okay. No worries. I can actually help out with that. That is something that is able to be taken care of there. Bear with me one more moment.
Come on, baby. Boy, you just push me on by. You just give yourself a big 4-year-old. You just push you right on by you. I'm going to punch you out there, punk. You punk. You don't care, do you?
Thank you,
man. You're welcome.
All right, so I do want you to try one thing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm listening.
No, you're fine. So for the voicemail, the initial default PIN code should be 8642.
On both numbers?
Yes. That is the default PIN.
8642. Let me just... Okay, it's just the even numbers backwards to me. All right.
And then just bear with me one more moment because I want to make sure that I have all the information that I can give you with regards to that.
You should watch this. Watch this though. Here, hold on 1 minute. Put your computer down for a second. Come on, let's box. You gotta fall to the floor. Come on, fall. Fall down. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, I'm here.
I have one question. Are you using the residential service for it, or are you using business?
It's just the one is
okay.
My room in the back, and I use it because sometimes people can't get a hold of me on my business cell.
Gotcha.
So I just
okay.
have that as a backup number. I've got when people call me on my cell and I'm out on the road, I'll say, please call my other number, and that way I don't miss a message out on the road.
Gotcha. That makes more sense. Okay, so it's definitely going to be the 8642, especially for first-time setup, and then it'll ask you to enter a permanent passcode.
Okay.
And, of course, press the pound after each passcode.
Okay. Thank you.
You are so very welcome. Was there anything else that I can help with tonight?
Yeah, you can take care of my 4-year-old grandson here.
I have a 4-year-old son as well.
Yeah, well, this one's already 4 foot something.
Mine is really tall, too. His father's 6'7".
All right. thank you anyway.
You're so very welcome. And I hope that you have a much better night, a great evening as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
I didn't mean to, Mommy.